Hello and welcome to Victory Briefings, where we use the Word of God for a victorious life. I'm Dwight Hammond and I'm glad you're listening today. Be blessed by the Holy Spirit as He gives you new revelation knowledge through this Victory Briefing. The name of this Victory Briefing is The War Room. We live in a physical world experienced through our physical senses. We are aware of our surroundings and situations by what we see, hear, feel, smell, and taste. The devil loads up our senses with cares, worries, torments, and fears. While we attempt to find peace and happiness for life, the devil keeps at it until a subtle change occurs. Gradually, our problems desensitize our spirit until we no longer look to the Word of God for our answers. The heart becomes hardened and we base our life experience on the cares, worries, and torments of the devil without even realizing it. We focus on many difficulties that just existing from day to day makes us weary and we become spiritually numb. We become totally unaware, ignorant of the ongoing spiritual battle that is waged for the soul. It's time to wake up and realize that we are at war. The battle is real, and it's going on every moment that we spend here on earth. God has equipped us to fight and win in this war that is more real than any physical war mankind has ever waged. There are generals, captains, lieutenants, and infantry who all play a vital function in this war. The stakes are much higher than any earthly battle that has ever been fought. The fight is not for temporary political gain. In this case, the cause is eternal, eternal life or eternal damnation for millions of souls. The issue is the salvation of our families, friends, and nations. The people we spend our life nurturing, our loved ones, are Satan's primary targets. It is hard for us to conceive that a war of this magnitude is raging, yet it is. We know that the principalities and powers and rulers of darkness have no intention of allowing revival to come to our families, our cities, or our country. They understand from times past what can happen when revival breaks out. If any of these enemy forces slip in combat and revival begins, it's certain defeat for them, and they know it. This war against God's people has raged for 6,000 plus years. In past generations, there have been spans of time when the earth has been enveloped in darkness, times when there was little or no revival, just a faint light here and there. But God has always found a remnant to expose the darkness. In every generation marked by revival, a small group of people or an individual, such as Martin Luther, stood against the tide of the spiritual war. There was something about these people in their character. They were unstoppable. It didn't matter what hell threw at them. Often years passed before anyone pressed forward to join them in battle. Many revivalists suffered persecution and rejection from fellow Christians, yet they could not be stopped. It is because they came to an understanding of their enemy and stood upon the Word of God to bring about victory. Every great general will tell you that in order to win a war, there must be an understanding of the enemy's tactics. The outstanding Chinese general Sun Tzu said, "If you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the results of 100 battles." How true that is. If an army's spies are able to steal the plans of the enemy, it usually means victory, because with inside information one can anticipate the moves of the opponent. God's Word outlines the plans and strategies of our enemy. The Bible is our warfare manual. It describes the tactics and methods our adversary uses to defy the saving truth of the gospel. The Word of God says that Satan comes immediately to steal the Word after it has been sown. He is after the Word of God in us. The devil knows the Word is alive and will produce He is fearful of the power of the word in the good ground of our heart. The enemy will use persecutions, afflictions, and cares of this life, deceitfulness of riches, and lust for other things to divert attention from the battle. Many beginning moves of revival have had the word of God snatched from them by using the very tactics of which the Bible clearly warns. Sadly, because of our ignorance of the devil's devices, each time we begin climbing toward the best that God has for us, it takes us time to figure out who the enemy is and why and how he attacks, and this is all the time Satan needs to gain territory. The spoils of this war are unimaginably huge. We need to think and meditate very carefully, studying the manual God has provided. One mistake of the church has always been to misjudge the enemy. We blame demons for the actions of our very own flesh, and we don't recognize demonic influence when we see it at work. As long as there's a distraction from the Word of God, the enemy doesn't care where the blame falls. Satan's arsenal is full of deceitful implements of war. These weapons can only be defeated by the Word of God. Here is one thing you must understand. The devil has been studying mankind for thousands of years. He is a military genius when it comes to knowing your weaknesses. Your vanity, pride, and greed are old videos in the enemy's library, and Satan has viewed them over and over again. The devil has your playbook. He probably has demons reading books on how to reinforce a stubborn mindset in you right now. He is aware of the power God has given you, and he knows his only chance is to deceive you. Satan knows how to convince you to accept your own defeat. Jesus marched into Satan's war room, took keys and authority away from him, and gave it to us. If Jesus says, "I give you power over all the enemy," then that's exactly what we have. See Luke 10:19 there. We must live in the awareness that Jesus purchased our full redemption from sin and the destruction it includes. If Satan were to stand toe-to-toe with the smallest, seemingly most insignificant member of the body of Christ who had faith to stand on the promises of God, Satan would not have a chance in hell. So the question is this: if you and I have power over all the power of the enemy, why are there so many defeated Christians? We cannot afford to live according to superficial physical senses. We must be aware of the spiritual realm. We must operate in the supernatural in order to experience God's grace and peace in our lives. We must be victorious in battle during our short time here until our Commander-in-Chief returns. Keep yourselves in the love of God, Jude 21. Feed your faith and starve your doubts to death. Keep your heart softened with the Word of God, and remember that the battle is for your eternal soul. Thank you for following the podcast. I hope you make it a part of your ministry to share this message with others. This message and other materials are available at victorybriefings.net.